Yeah, bro, I don't get it, man. But I ain't even gonna get into that, cause we ain't got that much time today. So we going straight in.
Got time today.
I got my dog in the building.
New name too.
Oh man, new name, new money,
new money,
new
checks, running it up,
new records,
running it up,
new album on the way,
yeah.
That Canvas Fire was killing them.
Hey man, yeah,
yeah, nigga,
that boy in the future.
Come on, boy.
That boy
Canvas 4, that Canvas 3 was killing them. What Canvas we on?
It was 3.
We on 3. But man, we going out of that 5 finna be up, though.
5 gonna be crazy. That boy,
we gonna be the 5 before the 4. Hey, how about that?
Hey, here something like that.
Hey, I got the one, the only, Prince Rizzy in the building. Ooh. Come on, man. I went straight to the intro, man. Let's go and start the show right now, too, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
What it is.
To a brand new episode of the biggest podcast in the world, Chat Runners Podcast, baby.
We in the building and still keep it basement.
I am your favorite cousin at the cookout, Rico Ramirez.
Yep.
And if you can't tell by now, I'm country than a bowl of grits, and I love this shit, man.
Hey, that's facts, man. I like grits, too.
Hey, man, who don't love a good bowl of grits? Rizzy, how you feeling, gang?
Man, life is good, man. I'm thankful, still moving, making this joint shake, you know what I'm saying? We done got to the next situation, so now we about to put out my first official single with a budget behind it, so we about to see what it do, because I was going crazy by myself. I was going nuts on my own.
Yeah.
But now we got some power behind
it. It's up.
Yeah, we got some firepower now.
You still over there in the building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Man, shout out to King Recordings, King, man.
King Recordings,
you know what I'm
Melodic
saying?
Island.
One of my favorite uncles over there, man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too.
Man, tell us about this new record, man. I'm still on that Catty Feet, though.
Hey, Catty Feet is going to live forever. Catty Feet is never going nowhere, man. People going to be catching on to that forever. It's a timeless record, man, without a doubt. This new album, man, I got my favorite producer from Detroit, brought him down here to Atlanta, and that's what the album we was working on when we was there.
Okay.
Last time.
Okay,
so
okay.
The album is done.
Yeah, your man.
It's over with.
Yeah, your man's. Yeah, cool dude.
Shout out to Dre Butters. We dropping the first single off this album, and it's called That's Us.
That's Us. Would you say you got one with this?
I got one, for sure. This is going to be my first Billboard charting single.
And I believe that, brother, because you one of the few guys that I know that do this music thing. That really do this music thing, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're a real artist, bro. You ain't just a rapper. Like, you, like, man, from stage presence to your writing capabilities, bro, you get busy, dog.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here to stay, man. I'm here to stay.
What are some of your main goals you want to accomplish in 2023, man?
2023, hit this Billboard chart. I want to have my first charting single, which I know is going to be this one, and the next one is going to chart too. Get these visuals out, man. Top of the line visuals, continue getting that, and having my fan base just be aware of this now, man. So I'm Prince Rizzy now. I used to just be Rizzy. Now it's Prince Rizzy. Y'all gonna be able to catch me everywhere. You can Google me, Prince Rizzy. I'm the only one that's gonna pop up now. No more confusion. The kid is here.
Man, do you feel like it's easier to blow up in the rap game right now versus 20 years ago?
Yes and no. Yes, for the matter of we have the internet now, so we can really do whatever we want to do. Like, I've been recording and mixing and mastering my own singles forever.
Right.
And been, but before, you probably could record your stuff, but you couldn't distribute it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You used to have to go through either CDs or whatever the case was, but it wasn't like you could just blast it and people in China go and listen to your, you know what I'm saying, your music. Your burnt CD wasn't about to be in China.
Right.
You feel me?
Nah.
So you got that opportunity now. But, I kind of appreciated it more when it was harder to get in the game. I feel like it brought the quality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love the game right now, man, due to the fact that you can really wake up and put in your own work with little to no budget and really just create a situation.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the days where guys with labels were spending millions of dollars, $1 million on a video, now you can get up, bro. You ain't even, as long as you got the camera and the vision, man, you can create a video that gonna go stupid viral.
That's facts. That's facts. And nah, with quality too.
With quality.
Yeah.
Because 4K cameras not even as expensive as they used to be.
No, you got a 4K camera on your phone.
That's what I'm saying. You can get out and really like get to the business now, man. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you feel like you bring to this musical space?
I'll definitely bring originality. You know, everybody is kind of doing the same thing right now. That's what a lot of the game sounds like. They're doing the same thing. I'm definitely bringing my own flavor with being a musician.
Right.
I definitely tap into that musicianship and the melodic aspect of music. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And still delivering bars. Like, I'm barring people up, too.
Right.
People ain't really rapping like that no more.
Nah. It's like everybody, like, I feel like people, we just right now, everybody scared to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everybody trying to chase a certain sound.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, like, when Kendrick came out, Kendrick was not trying to sound like nobody.
Nah, not a chance.
He came and he delivered.
Right.
And now, you know, he's sitting up on that mountaintop with the J. Cole's.
Yeah.
With the Drake's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what is the when it comes to your artistry, what will stand out the most with you?
Like I said, it's the musicianship of it. I can rap. It's the fact that I really can rap on some joints, but I can really get in my bag and do the singing shit too.
Mm.
And then it's like I do a little bit of both. And you never know what direction I'm going to come in from.
Mm.
You never know what genre I'm about to come in from. I could do an Afrobeat song. I could do a straight hip-hop song. I could do an R&B song. You just never know what direction I'm coming in, but I can execute all of them and really get with the best of all of them.
Yeah, bro, you be getting in your bag too, man. Who you feel like would be a dope collab for you to work with?
The dopest collab for me to work with, T-Pain.
T-Pain.
We've been talking to T-Pain, been talking to Jazzy Faye. So those are going to be two of my favorite ones, probably. T-Pain's going to be probably... It's going to be crazy. That's going to be a great collab.
Yeah. And I feel like Jazzy, he'll give you one too. Like, one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, man.
That's big bro.
Definitely, dog. Hey, I'm proud of you, man, where you at right now, dog. You doing your thug thing, man. Like, for real.
Most definitely.
So, is the new EP going to be Canvas 4, or are you going in a different direction?
Well, I ain't dropped the name of the new joint yet.
Okay.
It ain't going to be Canvas 4, though. I am working on Hard Canvas 4, though.
Okay.
It's still going to... Hard Canvas 4 is going to eventually come out, but this album that's dropping is not Hard Canvas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got you. Because, you know, sometimes people want to, you know what I'm saying, get that series set in stone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I planned on stopping at 3.
Okay.
I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, just do the trilogy. Hard Canvas 1, 2, 3, and it'd be done. Because 3 was like my best one by far.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, that's going to set the standard. I knew when I recorded Hard Canvas 3, that was going to give me my first deal. I knew it for a fact.
That What You Want was on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, That What You Want, special, dog. Yeah. Who shot that video for you?
Primo Brown.
Primo Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy, like, man, he gave that record some justice, man.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. Hard Canvas 4, like, that's some of my best. I was tapped in on my meditation. I was tapped in on my prayer and had to really tap into the higher power on that.
Yeah.
And execute it. And that's what I always plan to do with the Hard Canvas projects. But this next one, I almost gave y'all the name. The next one's going to be crazy, though. The next one's going to be crazy.
Man, what does that meditation do to your life, man? Because I hear people just say, like, they get so many benefits from that meditation, man. What does it do to your life personally, brother?
It definitely gives me peace and clarity.
Mm.
It gives me vision. To have a clear thought of something that I really want to do and something I want to execute, I might vision it inside my meditation before it actually happens. And it becomes a little bit easier to achieve just using the law of attraction.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You just go get it. You've seen it happen already, so you know it's possible. Right. So go get it.
So you feel like the things we visualize ourselves having, that they actually coming to us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything that I have to this day, I manifested from visualization and praying. And writing it down. Writing it down is very important. I have 3 whiteboards in my room. And just different things. I have album goals on one. I have like some yearly goals on the other one. Then I have short-term goals. And everything, especially my short-term one as of recently, everything I wrote on my short-term goal was manifested in a month. 2 months.
Man, that's dope, bro.
Even the long-term goal. With my album, I already said who I wanted to work with. I wanted to work with Jazzy Faye. I wanted to work with T-Pain. I wanted to work with Michael Starr, who's on King Recordings label. Those are who I wanted on the album. I didn't even meet T-Pain. Well, I think I had met him, but I was actually at his house after writing that on my whiteboard.
Okay. See? That's dope, man. That's some manifestation. It is fine. It's right though, brother. You know what I'm saying? What rapper would you love to work with and why?
I feel like me and Drake would go bar for bar on some shit. For sure.
Okay.
Me and Drizzy. As of right now, that's really all I'm interested. Yeah.
Drizzy or nobody?
Yeah, right now.
Hey, yeah, boy, y'all have made some heat, man.
Yeah, man.
Y'all have definitely made some heat, brother. I ain't even gonna hold you, man. I can see that.
Yeah, we got similar styles, and where I'm at right now, sonically, I know that that's where the execution gonna be the best at. My top 5 though has been the same: Big Sean, 50 Cent, T-Pain, Drake.
Big Sean. You name one damn, boy.
Yeah, Big Sean. You know, I'm from Detroit, so that's whatever, though. That's my dog, too.
What you feel like Big Sean's best album was?
Oh, Dark Sky, Paradise.
Like, hands down.
Hands down.
Yeah. I got to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Because, man, he was coming with, like, he was in his bag, man, and he was coming with, like, different flows, man, on every record.
Man, that he definitely was, bro. And then not only that, but he was just really able to go crazy on them joints. Like, I feel like that was his best rapping I ever heard him do. I feel like his sophomore album, he felt like he had something to prove after the sophomore album. He had to get to it on that third one, and he executed it, man. Like,
yeah. Crazy.
I decided it was hard, too.
Yeah, I decided.
I had that Bounce was, Back on there.
Yeah, with the Migo record.
Yeah.
That I decided.
And I love the concept to it, too.
That yeah. That I decided was tough, man. But I still was just so stuck on that Dark Skies.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even really just give. I decided my all at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, I decided he was talking about some relevant that was applying to my life at that time. That's why I liked the concept of it. It was dope.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it'd be a different little thing when somebody actually creating some art that speaks to us.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you feel like speaking to you right now?
I like that Drake album, that Certified Lover Boy, man. That motivated me to go back and redo Heart Canvas 3. I had a whole nother version of Heart Canvas 3, and then when that CLB came out, I was like, I could go harder than that. I don't care if I'm recording this in the bedroom and my crib. If it can't compare next to this album, I ain't gonna put it out. So I went back, and that's when I started praying and meditating. That made me up my game.
Which Drake albums would you consider classic to you?
CLB to me, I love it. Take Care is probably
you think Certified Lover Boy a classic?
Yeah, bro.
Man, hell nah.
I think it's classic.
Why? Man. You said Take Care.
Take Care is like hands down.
Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah. I think Take Care is the only one I feel like people are going to agree is
a solid classic.
Yeah.
I feel like Views a classic.
I ain't care for Views though.
You like Certified Lover Boy over Views.
Yeah, bro.
Man, hell no, man.
Views was a little bit, it was just sad to me.
Damn, yeah, it did come on.
Yeah,
because the family record was like the first joint, right?
Yeah, it came on. That didn't resonate with me, you know what I'm saying? But that CLB came on. I've been hot since the birth of my son, you know what I'm saying? Like, he came in there talking that on the jazzy beat, and then the production switching up. I feel like he gave us everything on that CLB, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, CLB was dope, but like, nah. That one, y'all. Views. This is my Drake classic list.
Yeah.
Take Care.
Mm-hmm.
Views. That third one probably gonna be
What about Nothing Was the Same?
Nothing Was the Same was dope. It's not a classic in my eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're reading this, it's too late, more of a classic
than that. I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Cause
he said if you're reading this ain't the album.
Yeah, but they said that about the it's a couple of them, not like, albums, but
I feel like anything you put on Apple Music is an album, bro.
It's an album,
it's
bro.
It's over with. Once you put it on them official streaming sites, though, I don't care what y'all consider it, a mixtape, whatever the case is, that is an album, sir. I'm sorry.
Nah, definitely, bro. Mm-hmm. Which album was the Running Through Shit With My Woe?
I think that was, if you're reading this.
Yeah. So that one right there, like,
yeah. And if you're reading this, that's when I had that Genuine sample, right? That is so anxious.
Yep.
Oh my God, if I die,
I'ma let you. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. See, I feel like them my three. They were them the three albums I would consider Drake classics. Yeah.
I think Take Care is the only one that's like nationwide people gonna agree is a classic.
Yeah. I feel like Take Care like a cheat code though.
Ah.
When it comes to everybody saying that, because everybody gonna say Take Care a classic.
Yeah. It was crazy though. That was a crazy sophomore album though. People don't do well on their sophomore albums no more.
Nah.
Except for that boy Kanye. That's one of my top five too. That's my number one favorite rapper. Kanye. Late Registration is my favorite Kanye album.
Did Kanye make better music before or after he got to the Kanye he is now?
I mean, when did he become the Kanye he is now? Like, what do you mean? What's the time frame?
Let me say, it's old. Let me see, 04 to 2010 Kanye versus 2010 Kanye to now.
I don't know, because, I mean, of course, I'll say before 2010. Because those first three albums is undeniably classics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Late Registration, College Dropout, Graduation, hands down. But Darts Twisted Fantasy came out in 2010, so that made me feel some type of way. I love
that. You know what
I'm saying? And I love The Life of Pablo, too.
That's what I'm saying. That was like 14,
yeah.
15, something like that. So he came with some bangers now.
Yeah, The Life of Pablo is crazy to me. I love that. He gave everything on that album.
That was Father Stretch My Hand was on Life of Pablo.
He gave you a little bit. I feel like he gave you all the elements of all the albums that he ever did on that album.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I had went back and listened to that one like mad late. And I was like, damn. I know, like, I still never heard the Black Slave album.
And you talking about
Yeezus? Yeezus. He had the Black Slave song on there.
That's my least favorite Kanye album.
I never heard Yeezus. That's why I went. I'm like you. I feel like them first three Kanye albums, bro.
Undeniable. What?
Which one? Let me see what it was. College Dropout, Late Registration.
And then Graduation.
Graduation. Yeah.
808s.
Them first.
That came out after.
808s, brother. It was cool. But he was just doing too much on 808s
for
me,
man. He changed the game forever, though, with that. He changed the sound of hip-hop after he put that album out.
Yeah, hey, I'm not taking away nothing that he did with the culture at all.
Yeah.
I just cannot just go back and listen to 808s today.
Yeah, I can see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's the third album of?
Graduation.
Graduation. I would listen to Graduation last week.
When I go into my Kanye bag, I definitely go straight to Late Registration, dog. Straight up. Diamonds Are Forever. It's like one of my favorite Kanye songs of all time. I feel like he was rapping the best he ever rapped in life on that sophomore album, dog.
Yeah. I don't know, but that
Touch the Sky?
That was on Late Registration, huh? Back when they thought pink polos were hurt to rock. Before Cam got the shit to pop, the doors was closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the lots. Oh, yeah.
Now let's go.
Hey, bro, you probably made late registration come up a little bit more now. I'm thinking about
you,
it.
And it had the one with Adam Levine. And I heard him say, nothing that was promised tomorrow today. Like,
late registration had that work on it. I'm tripping. Yeah.
And then it's like, come on, dog. Diamonds are forever. I remember I couldn't afford a four Escort or even a four track recorder. So it's only right that I let the drop top on the top drop Porsche because for yourself, that's important.
Yeah, bro.
He said, if your stripper named Porsche and she get tits for Minivan, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan.
Hey, bro, you finna gonna make me make a brand new Kanye playlist now, bro.
Like, come on, dog.
I ain't even gonna hold you, dog.
Yeah,
man. We need some more of that Kanye, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying, like, I don't respect nobody, you know, evolution when it comes to music, but I just need Kanye to just, like, just center that Kanye for one album for me.
He got some of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a leak that came out not too long ago that it was definitely, like, that was a college dropout beat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure he had it in his bag, but we can't expect that man to be the same man he was 20 years ago because we wasn't the same people we were 20 years
true,
ago.
True. Not for real, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, let the people know where they can find you at, man. We got to get ready to get up out this thing.
Man, at this point, man, go on Google and type in Prince Razi, R-A-Z-I.
Come on, man.
That's where I'm at.
Y'all better put some respect on my dog name, man. Stop playing with the kid, man.
I'm here.
Hey, man, thank you for coming by, brother.
You got it, man. That's Us is on the way. 2023 is coming out this month, so.
That's the single?
Yeah, that's it. That's the single featuring Dre Butter. Shout out to my boy Dre.
Send me that joint to my phone, man.
You got it.
I got to get that. I got to bump that.
Let's get it.
I got to get it. Hey, man, big salute to everybody over there watching us on YouTube, listening over there on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Big salute to my team over here, U42 Studios, man. Who am I missing? Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to us at. Without y'all, there would be no us. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Yeah, bitch. Yee. Aye.